and not what's in our own mind or heart or what we want to do. It is the Word of God that is the absolute rule that we are to follow, and not the man-made laws that the scribes and Pharisees had come up with, that some 1,500 that had very little to do with the Word of God, but had everything to do with their control. And when it comes to matters of family, Jesus had some very troubling things to say, needless to say. Things that bother our heart and our mind, at least it does mine. Because I come from this very large family. It's huge family. And family's been a very important thing to me in its own way. I mean, do you remember one day Jesus called a guy and said, "Come and follow me." And the guy said, "Yay, Lord, I will. But first I got to go bury my dad." And Jesus said, "Oh, no, don't bother. Let the dead bury the dead." Remember that? Wow. You remember James and John, the sons of Zebedee? One of the first pair of disciples Jesus called into ministry. They were just finishing a night fishing with their dad. They were in business with their dad, running this fishing business, and Jesus come along and says, "Come on, follow me." And they left their nets immediately and departed and began to follow Jesus. Now, that's all well and good. We applaud James and John for their dedication, but what about their dad? What about Zebedee? What was that old man supposed to go do now? Starve? He couldn't run that business by himself. But with no consideration of Jesus' family, did not mean the same thing to Jesus as it does us too many times. That's a very strange thing. Jesus had a lot to say about family. A lot of it was disconcerting. A lot of it was disconcerting. Now, why did Mary and her other sons and daughters show up? And there were other sons and daughters. The Bible tells us so. Okay. Why did they show up? Well, you remember earlier in this chapter, Jesus had himself in pretty hot water. Matter of fact, the scribes and Pharisees, remember from last week, were conspiring with the Herodians to murder Jesus at this point. And word had gotten back to Mary and his rest of the family and let them know that Jesus was on the hit list. They were going to kill him. And so here he is with a bunch of people once again causing trouble. And so they stood outside the house and they said, "Send him out here. Send him out here." Because the religious authorities were then saying the worst things of all, that he was in league with the devil with the things that he was doing. Basically, Jesus said, "I'm not crazy. We just got a new standard here, a new standard to follow." Those who follow the will of God, they are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters. One of the tragic things that we see in this age of ours is the sheer fact that all over this country, everywhere around us, there are great edifices, great towers and temples and the like, erected supposedly to God and Christ. And I assure you, there's not enough to fill 10% of their pews. That's a reality. Why? Why? The simple answer is because they have stopped doing the will of God. And their life and work is not being blessed. Now, these are rather radically different places from this. Promise you. Yesterday, I had the great pleasure of being out at Dover with our TLC feeding program. That's my favorite spot to go. Although, boy, I understand that we had an avalanche of folk here at the church yesterday. Yeah, didn't we, Lindsay? Yeah, they did. Yeah, served a lot of people. A lot of good things were done here. But yesterday, I got to meet a new brother from Guatemala and his family. And I met other new brothers and sisters from South and Central America and from other places around the country. People who are looking to do the will of God, I think. And my brothers and sisters who were there with me working that ministry are every bit as much a part of my family as that kid right there. Okay. Now, don't hear me say that I'm getting ready to jettison Alex. I'm not getting rid of him. And I'm certainly not going to get rid of them four little blonde girls either, okay, that I'm so in love with. But what I'm trying to say, as effectively as I can, is that who is my family? The immediate answer for me right now is all of you. All of you. This is a very different place than most churches in this country, not just Episcopal churches, but churches in general. Now, I know from my time working at the national level and seeing that this isn't true of a lot of the Episcopal church. Now, I'm not trying to throw stones. It's a report. It's reality. And we're going to hear more about it here later on this month when we have General Convention. But back then, in this one particular diocese, we watched it go from over 212 full-time positions down to 23, including the bishop. And every other year, 10% of the diocesan properties, that is the church buildings, were sold off at auction because they no longer were occupied. Why? Why had that happened in that diocese? Because they moved their focus from the will of God and had accepted the world and its standards. They were no longer concerned with preaching the word of God and living it before the world. And God ceased to bless them, and it continues on to this day in that diocese, by the way. That's reality. And it's not just us and not just in certain parts of our country. It's true around Florida, even in our own diocese, and in other denominational churches and non-denominational churches. Why? Because people have chosen to ignore who our real family is and what our real calling is. And we've accepted other standards and we have abandoned what God has called us to do. I'll have you to know, over in the parish hall right now, there's this wonderful board that's got some beautiful little white slips on it. Opportunities that you How's that? We back? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. See, I told you I wasn't going to get rid of him. He's pretty valuable to have around. But over in the parish hall right now, there's this board. It's got all these opportunities for us to individually do the will of God. And not only that, but if you talk to our family and youth pastor, she will tell you she's got some things that still need to be done for Vacation Bible School, and we need these volunteers. Okay? What we do with TLC, it's a wonderful thing. But I wonder how much more we could actually be doing if more of us were actually committed in doing it. And not just that, but all the other outreach, wonderful outreach programs this church does. There is always room for us to be doing more and following the kingdom of God. Talk to our senior warden. I know she's got a list. Talk to our vestry members in general. And if you run out of time talking with them, you can talk to me or Father Brian when he returns. Because what we are supposed to be doing is the will of God. Not any or anything else for that matter. Why? Because we are to be serving our family. Our family. And that is those who need us. That's what we are called to do. Who is our family? Those who are seeking to do the will of God. And my friends, my family, this is what we need to be doing. Amen? Amen. To God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we ascribe all might, majesty, and dominion now and forevermore. Amen.